BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. This podcast is worth listening to just for Chris's massive rant at the start of the show. Also, we're recording an episode of Pointless today with some other Radio 1 DJs. Chris is strangely really confident. Alex from All Time Low calls us from the shower. Ariana Grande's really not okay. And it's Bumbleo Wednesday.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What?
I'm all right.
You seem wound up this morning, Chris.
No, because I've heard people go on the radio and start ranting and it doesn't ever end well.
I've not been paid, that kind of thing.
I've heard that kind of thing happen before.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll just...
My girlfriend's sister is being an absolute bridezilla at the moment.
Okay.
It's her wedding on Friday and she's being a nightmare.
Oh, why?
No, do you know what it is? It's on Friday. Everything's being done.
Yeah.
She's looking for problems.
Like what?
She's looking for jobs. She's looking for things to have a go at people about.
This is my favourite.
Sticking stickers on mini jars that are going to sit on the table should not be a job that should be stressing people out.
Is that the job that's been given to you?
No, it's worse than that. It's the job that's been given to my girlfriend, and by proxy, I'm getting all the anger and abuse that's coming from her. Everyone's getting angry.
It's like the best bits of Don't Tell the Bride.
And then get this, I found out my girlfriend has got a phobia of stickers. That was a new one. Who was that?
My brother has that as well. He's got like a little daughter, and she loves doing stickers. He hates them. It's a real thing. More on this later.
This
I feel there's more to say.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Do you need a massage or something? What do you need?
I kind of regret saying that now.
Yeah.
But I feel at least it's out there.
It's very early. The chances are she... Well, will she be listening?
Hopefully not.
She could always listen again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. It's Scott Mills here. Happy Wednesday. Yes, it's Bumbleo Wednesday. That's happening today. Don't know what time, though. Any preference? Let me know on 81199. Kevin Southampton says, best start to a show ever. Chris is having a little rant this morning.
No, and I'm sorry for that.
It's
one of those situations where I think a problem shared is a problem halved.
I can tell that you feel better already.
And I couldn't say anything to anyone yesterday.
Because
when I said to my girlfriend, do you want me to have a word with your sister, who's been totally unreasonable?
His girlfriend's sister's getting married on Friday, on Saturday.
On Friday.
Right. So 2 days to go.
Yeah.
And it happens, you know. Right, Adele?
Yeah.
Girls go... crazy just
Bridezilla.
Before they get
yeah. Just happens
before they get married. And what was the main thing? Sticking stickers on mini jars.
Yeah, stressing about stickers on the jars. You've got 2 days.
She wants it to just be perfect. That's what it is.
I'm not going to go again, but okay. it's for me, it was just the sake of coming in and speaking to someone about
it. That's right. Well, obviously we're the first people that you've spoken to about it and the whole country, so that's fine. You feel better now? Okay, good. If you're looking at the website this morning, I've got the face of a small boy again. That's right, I'm Matt Edmondson, again, on the Radio 1 website. A lot of people spotting that.
I was going to ask you, is this something that you've done on purpose?
Why would I do that?
Well, as in you've decided Matt Edmondson's going to be the picture that you use to...
imagine if I did.
Do you know what I mean? For anyone that might not know what you look like, it's like, that's me there.
Just adopt the persona of Matt Edmondson.
Because Matt Edmondson does have the body and face of a 13-year-old boy, doesn't he?
I mean, it would keep me younger, definitely, having that picture. Definitely.
What? No,
are you going to talk about the video you showed us yesterday?
I feel I'm saying too much.
No, you are, but I like it. Carry on.
He was going through the scooter on an office. He was going through the office on a scooter yesterday.
He loves a scooter.
Yeah.
And what was that video he was showing us in the office yesterday, which is basically like a hoverboard?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
Yes, he was on one of these little hoverboards. You know, JME's got a hoverboard.
And Crept and Conan, they're in the live lounge on it. If you go to the One Extra YouTube, they do the whole live lounge on those weird hoverboard things that everybody's going on. Justin Bieber's got one.
Yeah. Well, Matt Emerson's gone really hip-hop and decided he's going to buy one.
I heard what he's getting is a sort of a really futuristic unicycle. It's like one wheel, and it just goes
around.
No,
it's not.
Yeah.
I think he loves it, doesn't he? Rocking up to Radio 1 on a unicycle. Living the dream.
Like a boss, he slings his scooter over his shoulder and walks into the office.
I know. Who's got one? Justin Bieber, Krebs and Conan, Jeremy, Matt Emmonson. We've all got them. Something I wanted to say this morning, Chris. You know that how you love TV chefs?
Yeah.
So what do you love about them? Is it because you just like to see them cook and then eat it? Or do you ever try them yourself?
No, why I like chefs and those kind of shows is because when I watch food shows, it's sort of...
You can imagine yourself eating it.
I can imagine myself eating it, and therefore it really appeals to another sense in my, my being and my brain. I feel like I'm eating the food. That's why I love them.
Yeah.
And then with the big chefs, it's like the best food, isn't it?
Yeah. But do you ever try and make them?
I don't really know.
No. Do you try, Adele?
I don't, but like Chris, I always get hungry when I'm watching food shows. I have to eat along.
Right, so we love Tom Kerridge on our show, right? He's been on In Your Living Go. He's a legend.
He's the best.
Yeah, so I've got his book. I got it as a gift. So yesterday I was like, I'm going to make something from the Tom Kerridge's book. Oh my word, who's got that much time? Cooking time, overnight. No, no, I'm not having that, sorry.
It's an all-nighter.
No, I'm like, and then you eat it and that's it. I'm just going to go to the shop that rhymes with Wainsbury's and get something where I can just pop it and put it in the microwave.
I love the idea of you trying to cook.
Breast of lamb, right? Who thought it would be that difficult? I haven't got any Cabernet Sauvignon vinegar.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Do you mean the ingredients are too funky?
Really funky. Really jazzy.
If you want to be like Tom Kerridge, you need the jazzy ingredients.
Right, like, where would I even get that? What's a banana shallot?
Oh.
That's where I lost it. I was like, what's a well? Sorry, Tom. Where would I get that?
I don't know,
so
mate.
I just gave up.
So no, so it's off.
Yeah, I just bought some ribs from the supermarket and had them.
Of course.
Standard. Took about, 20 minutes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Have we all noticed that Nick Jonas has really kind of upped his game friend-wise? He's in all the Taylor Swift pictures on Instagram at the moment.
So what's going on there? He's now bestie of Taylor Swift?
Yeah,
wasn't before.
He's one of the harem.
Right.
Along with Haim in the picture I'm seeing right now. And who's the other one? Is it Gigi? Gigi Hadid. Also, in that picture, if you look carefully, like Nick Jonas has blatantly got a beer. Is Taylor Swift hiding a beer? I think she is. She's like, I can't let my fans see that I drink beer. Have a look. It's blatantly in her hand, but she's just kind of like, whoop. I'm hiding the beer for the picture.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So Chris yesterday found out that his girlfriend has a phobia of stickers, which he never knew before. Jack's been on Twitter saying, my girlfriend's got a phobia of buttons. That's a strange one. A lot of people have got the buttons thing, though. And a guy that I used to work with in Manchester who was really afraid of peas.
Of peas.
Yeah, we shouldn't laugh because it's an actual thing. But like, if I had peas on my plate, if we went out to dinner, he would freak and he couldn't be anywhere near them.
Mm. Mushy or garden? Or
just garden, your average garden pea. Oh. Mushy he was fine with. Garden, absolutely freaked out.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Get up! Simon said he could get up. Throw your hands in the sky. In the back, sipping yak, y'all. What's up, ladies? Looking hot, pretty.
Coming up, Disclosure, and Rita Ora, and Avicii. I'm just seeing that advert with Avicii at the moment.
No.
Lol. Mummy's just driving the car.
Is it him?
Yeah, it's him. Just driving through the Swedish countryside in the car that rhymes with, Rolvo.
Right.
Yeah. Heavily disguised that. Yeah, it's really good. He can afford all the cars. Good morning to Freddie Flintoff. No, that's wrong.
No.
Okay, start again. He's not listening, as far as I know. Good morning to Miller. Please, could I have Freddie Flintoff to wake me up this morning? Yeah.
Hey, it's Freddie Flintoff. Wake yourself up!
Oh yeah, Miller. If Freddie Flintoff would like to be on the Waking Up song tomorrow, then feel free to get in touch. 81199. Max from Stroud has been on. Good morning, Max. He says, I would like to be woken up by the soothing tones of David Attenborough on my long drive from Gloucestershire to Chelmsford.
David Attenborough says, wake yourself up.
Oh. Do we remember when we met him?
No.
Fiona here, do you remember?
Fiona.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Did you ask him to do that wake yourself up thing?
No.
No? Now, do you remember the death stare that David Attenborough gave you one time?
Yeah, I do.
Because we interviewed him last Christmas, wasn't it? And he gave you a real bad stare because you moved the microphone closer to his mouth.
It was a minute stare.
What are you doing?
He was happily chatting away to us. You moved his microphone and
it went off.
It nearly, I thought it was game over at that point.
The look he gave you. Oh, wow.
What a legend.
Ledge. Also, Jessica's been on in Clipstone saying, I have both my theory test and business exams tomorrow, so I kind of need to revise today. I really have absolutely no motivation and I've got to work, really, so I need Matt Healy to wake me up because I'm way too tired.
Hello, it's Matt from the 975. Wake up.
That's it. There we are. Morning, Maeve.
Morning.
You okay?
Good, thanks.
So what's going on in your life today in Cheltenham?
Well, I've got house day today at school, so I need to have a lot of energy and I'm a bit tired.
Oh, it's that Wednesday feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so house day, what happens?
Well, we've got three teams and we all have to go up against each other and compete.
So what is it? Is it like sports day?
Well, no, we don't really do much sport. We've got like a math quiz and stuff like that.
Ah. Oh, wow. Do you know, that sounds like my ideal sports day. It doesn't involve any sport. I used to hate it so much. Because as you can imagine, I was the last to be picked for everything. Apart from when, one day, I realised that I was really good at long jump, but nothing else. Really? You know when you suddenly, don't have Mills in the team, he's rubbish, at football, rugby, everything. But then one day we were doing long jumping and I was like,
I'm
actually good at this. And people were like, what's happened to Scott Mills?
Yeah, but that's because it's the nearest sport to a beach holiday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was in sand. So you're doing a maths quiz today, Maeve?
Yeah.
I would also hate that.
And what's your house called then?
My house is called Newman.
Okay.
Right.
Shout out to Newman. Do you get to wear what you want or do you have to wear a uniform?
Well, my school badge is white and blue, so I've got to wear white and blue clothes.
Okay. Well, sounds like it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
Who would you like to wake you up this morning, Maeve?
Please, can I have Rita Ora?
I'm sure we can do Rita Ora. There she is.
Hi, it's Rita Ora. Wake your ass up, baby!
Has that helped?
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Emma.
Morning!
Wow, you're chirpy.
Always am.
What do you do, Emma?
I work in a graphic design studio.
Where's that?
It's in Corby, in my hometown.
Okay, so you'll be off there soon, but you're ready to play Real or No Real, are you?
I am.
You hear it in the afternoons, yes?
Yes, I do. I'm a massive fan.
Well, welcome to the game. Let's see how you do today. Here's your first fact.
Sir Bruce Forsyth once released a single called Chin Up, written all about his striking appearance.
What is going on with the facts at the moment?
There's a fact today about Brucey.
Yesterday's fact was about Brucey being called the Mighty Atom back in the day. Why was he called the Mighty Atom?
He was a singer, wasn't he?
You listen to more stuff in your design studio than Chris does in the studio. Because he was a singer.
I listened all day.
I know. Did you miss that bit at the time?
It's very early in the morning, Mills. You know, things come and go.
That was the fact yesterday, that he was a singer.
Yep.
Anyway, today's fact is about Bruce Forsyth once releasing a single called Chin Up about his massive chin.
Well, here's the thing. I can imagine him having a song out at some point because he's done a lot of things. But the idea that he'd have a song called Chin Up, which for me sounds like, I don't know, it doesn't sound very Brucey to me. Chin Up, mate.
Emma?
I think it could be Brucey back in the day. I reckon he was a bit of a lad.
I don't know. It just sounds like a very laddie name for a song. I think this is No Real.
Emma?
I think it's real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is available on Bruce's 2010 album, Didn't He Do Well? Would you like to hear it?
And it's about his chin.
Yes. Here is Brucey on Radio 1.
Chin up, chin up. Everybody loves a happy face. Wear it, share it. It'll brighten up the darkest place. Twinkle, sparkle, let a little sunshine in. You'll be on the right side, looking at the bright side, up with your chinny chin chin.
Yes!
Do you like it?
Banger!
That was amazing!
and some more.
Chin up, chin up. Put a little laughter in your eyes. Brave it, save it, even though you're feeling otherwise. Rise up, wise up, let a little smile begin. You'll be happy-hearted once you get it started. Up with your chinny chin chin.
Yes.
Now come on, everybody, chin's up. I said chin's dear. Yes.
Chin's up, dear.
Come on, get your chins up.
Come on.
Chins, dear.
Okay, so here is your next fact on today's Real or No Real.
David Zoe, the artist behind the track House Every Weekend, is actually playing house every weekend except for two weekends in August, where he's still looking for bookings, according to his Facebook page.
That's brilliant. It feels to me that song is always playing somewhere. It's just always on in my ears.
Do you think he's booked out now, Emma, because of the success of that track, or do you think he's still got a couple of weekends left in August?
Oh, I think he's got a few weekends left in August, let's be honest.
It's a massive tune, though.
It might be a tune, but there's better out there.
Do you not like it?
Oh, it's all right.
The voice on it makes me a bit scared.
Yeah.
Yes, it makes me anxious. That's house every weekend.
I think it's the way they say house that gets to me at the moment. It's they say it very slightly...
house!
Yeah, a little bit moany.
It's an anxious song, let's put it in that category.
Yeah, it's slightly can induce anxiety.
If you choose lyrics like that, it guarantees it's going to be played all the time. Every weekend you're going to be booked up for. If you're a DJ and you've got a song called House Every Weekend, you're literally going to be booked up every weekend.
But is he still looking for bookings according to his Facebook page? Chris, real or no real?
I think no real. I think he's very popular.
Emma?
Real.
That one is no real.
Chris was right to go no real. David Zowie, you can't book him for toffee at the moment.
And next, the Chemical Brothers' performance at Glastonbury was in fact only by one Chemical Brother. The other one couldn't make it because he's gone back to university and had a deadline on.
Well, this happens with Sigma, as we found out on our show in the afternoon recently. They play gigs all over the world, but often only one of them goes. You don't have to be together.
No, and often if you go to a nightclub to see maybe one of your favourite artists, it will be a case that you'll get Chase or Status rather than Chase and Status.
But I didn't know this, if true, about the Chemical Brothers at Glastonbury. Only one of them. Emma?
I'd go for true because you know what shooting deadlines are like. It's not really a deadline, is it? They've probably gone out and then boshed out an essay at 7 a.m. till 9 and then gone out again.
I heard the lights were epic at that Glastonbury performance as well, and that was probably done to distract from the fact that it wasn't fully attended.
Exactly. Nobody could see because everyone was strobing.
Yeah, it's too much strobing and you won't ever see that it's just one of them.
Yeah, clever trick.
So Emma, your answer is...
real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
It's true. If you saw any of the Chemical Brothers at Glastonbury, you were in fact only looking at Tom from the band. Ed has gone back to university and said he had far too much work on to do Glastonbury. The man standing opposite Tom was one of the band's engineers, wasn't Ed. At the end of that round of real or no real today.
I got 20, Emma got 20.
It's a fair and square draw.
Yes.
So what happens now after the excitement of real or no real, Emma, today?
I'm just going to go back to work. That's an exciting. Maybe have a cup of tea, calm my nerves.
You weren't nervous, were you?
No, but all the excitement afterwards, I'm a bit hyper now.
Okay, dear, we'll go and have a sit down.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
My boyfriend's been on. He can't find Chin Up on Spotify.
Can he not?
Wanted to be his new shower song.
Oh, I don't think I can get the song out of my head. I think it's one of those that's going to stick.
I even just started playing it accidentally during Disclosure. Yep.
Chin up, chin up.
Bruce Forsyth.
Everybody loves a happy face.
Good morning, Poddy.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, I'm right. What are you saying?
I tell you what, I can't get this song out of my head.
I know.
I'm driving from Cornwall to Birmingham this morning and... I honestly, chin up.
All right.
Chin up, chin up. Put a little laughter in your eyes.
It is good.
Brave it.
It does come up on Shazam.
Even though you're feeling...
Right, why don't we all text Greg James tonight and get it on the 10-minute takeover?
Yes. Do you know what? A few people suggested this. This is a very good idea.
Okay, so 6 o'clock tonight, text... text Greg, 81119, for tonight's 10-minute takeover. Hopefully, your text will be, or a lot of the text will be one of the first ones through, and we'll get Chin Up on tonight's 10-minute takeover by Brucey. I mean, that's the goal. That's the dream.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Nesta's here. So what's this about James Bond?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how I feel about this news. James Bond, we love the movies. Whoever's read the book, we enjoy the books as well. Now he's going to go from License to Kill to License to Sing, Scott. James Bond, the musical, is going to happen. A big US producer has bought the rights to make it into a play. How do you feel about that, firstly?
I'm not really big on musicals, to be honest.
I remember when it happened to Spider-Man as well, and that was a massive... It's quite difficult to take something that's so iconic on screen and put it on the stage. Name's been touted around already, though. Hugh Jackman, we know he's got a pair of lungs on him. He can sing. Yeah. Bublé is already, you know, comes with tuxedo already and can sing as well.
Do you know who I'd like?
Go on.
Alexander, what's his second name off of Pointless?
Oh, the really
Armstrong.
Tall guy.
Armstrong.
Oh, the short one.
Alexander Armstrong, because he can actually sing and he looks a bit Bondish. And like he's got an album coming out. You know, he can, like, I saw him like, on TV recently. Like, why is the guy from Pointless singing? He's quite good. Just putting it out there for Alexander Armstrong.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that. And if he does get the job, you're his agent, so you're in line for a 15% cut.
25, love.
So we wanted to know, what would that sound like, James Bond, the musical?
Here we go.
So, Nation, forgive me. I've only had 5 minutes to put this together.
Sure.
So I'm going to be a narrator.
Okay.
Scott, because you look the part, you're going to be Mr. Bond.
Well, thanks.
Chris, you're going to be Christina.
All right.
An attractive blonde.
Yes.
I'm sure you can do that.
Yes.
So should we give this a go?
Yes. Yeah, do it.
All right, let's go.
Someone says, when you say GCSE drama, I hope you mean a highly polished and thought-out performance with reference to a clear theatre practitioner. That's a drama teacher called Claire. That's what I mean, Claire.
Okay, well, we want Claire's review in about a minute's time, then. Okay. Here we go.
Oh.
James Bond walks into a smoked-filled bar. Several groups of men and women are chatting away. Backstreet Boys is on in the background.
Oh, that's why we heard the Backstreet Boys a minute ago. I get it now. Yes.
Bond walks over to the bar and orders his trademark drink.
Martini, shaken, not stirred.
He looks over and sees an attractive woman next to the bar.
What can I get you?
Something tall, dark and sweet.
No, you're a woman. Think like a lady.
Oh, something tall, dark and sweet.
But don't you want to know my name first?
My name's Christina. Nice to meet you.
Once again, you're not really sounding too girlish there.
Higher, Chris, higher.
Can you go a bit higher?
My name's Christina. Nice to meet you.
There we are. Have a nice drink.
Bond and the woman stare at each other, and he delivers his classic line.
The name's Bond. James Bond. License to Sing.
Cue jazz hands and dance off.
And we're off.
No. It could work.
Yeah, I think.
It could work.
You need to really work on the girl voice.
I'm going to give, I think, Scott a strong, if this was GCSE, a C.
Oh, thank you.
Chris, you should have just stayed at home, mate.
Yeah.
But thank you for taking part.
Unclassified.
So that is definitely going to happen. James Bond, the musical. We're not quite sure about the dates yet, but watch this space.
Okay, what else have we got?
The Simpsons. This is obviously massive news if you're a fan of The Simpsons. This news could even be considered...
Excellent.
That's because the guy that plays Mr. Burns in the hit cartoon, he's voiced by a guy called Harry Shearer. Now, there were fears that he wouldn't be returning to the show, but he has just signed a new contract. It's because he wanted to do other stuff apart from The Simpsons, and bosses obviously wanted him to be exclusive, but they've come to some sort of deal. Like I said, a big part of the show because he also plays Ned Flanders, Principal Skinner, Kent Brockman, Reverend Lovejoy, and a few others as well. So it's quite important.
Massive part of the show.
Yeah, that he was in it.
Okay, and soap news for tonight.
Yeah, this is massive if you're a fan of Coronation Street, because tonight is the reveal that iconic character Deirdre Barlow is dead. And like you mentioned, a real moment in television history because this was a character played by Anne Kirkbride for more than 42 years. You know, Deirdre, a real soap legend.
Legend.
I've got a little, a little teaser clip of the minute it happens tonight.
Hello.
Hi, Bev. Everything all right?
Where's Mum?
I'm so sorry. I've got some terrible news.
What on earth has happened?
There's no easy way to say this. Deirdre died this afternoon.
Oh, that's going to make me cry tonight.
Yeah, ITV won at 7:30. Anne Kirkbride, who played Deirdre Barlow, passed away in January from cancer. So naturally, a real emotional time.
Really sad.
For cast and all members. And I've got and finally, by the way.
Sure.
And this is good.
Go
so you
on.
Know yesterday we had Bieber doing the Belfie.
Yes.
Okay, I think we might, like a craze might have started because John Legend now has a Belfie.
No!
And yeah, I think they're trying to out... top trump if we could, or bottom trump one another sort of thing.
Okay, so John Legend's done the same thing.
His missus has taken his one, though.
But I don't want... No, I'm sorry, I don't... Sorry, John. I don't want to see that. Does anyone else want to see that?
No.
John,
no.
I'm going to say John does a lot more squats than Justin. Let's just put it
all
that
right,
way.
Okay. I'll look for research purposes. Thanks, Esther. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Radio 1. That is true. Why is it called a belfie? Surely it's like a bumfie.
Yeah, but that's what it is, isn't it?
Tom and Gloucester. Well, belfie sounds more like, you know, the other side.
Does it?
A little.
What?
7:50 on the Radio and Breakfast Show.
Draw me a picture.
I'm Scott Mills. No. That was Kygo and Stole the Show.
Sorry, someone's texting going, oh, John Legend Belfie, that's going straight in my basket.
Oh, no. This is the guy that we found on Vine yesterday. He just goes around supermarkets going, oh, spicy salami, that's going straight in my basket. And maybe I do just have it on a button here now so I could play it any time. And that's going to get annoying for everybody. Everyone involved.
You're going straight in my basket. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Greg's already told people yesterday what we're filming today.
Oh, right. Well, well done him.
We're all going on Pointless today. And I think we need to have a little practice, which we'll have time to do after 9. But that's what we're doing today. And me and you are on the same team.
Mm.
And Chris is very, very competitive.
Well, it's my first run out, isn't it? You've done it before.
Done it twice before and never won. And first time I went on with Hugh Stevens, embarrassingly, we lost to Chico and Sunita.
There we go.
So that didn't go well.
Exactly.
But I love how passionate you are about it. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Chris doesn't shower before the show. That's true, isn't it?
Well, that's true, yeah. But I don't think it's as big a deal as you make out.
Have you had one in the last 24 hours?
I've had one in the last 24 hours. It's just not in the morning.
This morning.
Why?
Okay.
Why would you do that in the morning? There's more important things to be doing.
Then we played this clip from Liam Payne earlier in the week. There he is on Instagram, just having a little shower, but filmed by his girlfriend.
But not necessarily in the morning.
We don't know. Let's take a call. Hello?
Hey!
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Alex from All Time Low.
Hi, Alex, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, Alex.
Hi, I've missed you guys, how are you?
I'm good, where are you at the moment?
I'm in LA.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Yeah. I heard that you guys were doing a something pertaining to me being naked and in the shower, and I wanted to be involved.
That's not like you. You're, like, you spend 95% of your life naked.
I celebrate my body.
I know you do. Where are you at the moment, please?
I'm in my bathroom in LA, in my apartment.
In LA, in your apartment, in your bathroom. Okay. Are we going to do this then?
Well, yeah, before we do, if we are going to do this, can you quickly describe your apartment for us?
Yeah, I have an apartment that I work out of in LA when I'm in LA, in North Hollywood. And I live with one of my buddies who also tours, so it's very convenient for us. Yeah, just a humble abode, but with a great shower.
Okay, good. That's all we need. It sounds like you're in the bathroom now. Am I correct?
Yeah, it has that nice reverb quality to it.
It sounds good, yeah. So Alex from All Time Low is in Hollywood, in his apartment, in his bathroom. Any clothes on at the moment?
Absolutely not.
Right, okay, good. That's what we want. Are you alone?
Yes, I am alone.
Okay, good. Well, just go for what you want. What do you want to sing? One of your songs, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I could do our song. I could do... If you guys could just throw something at me and I could give you my best shot.
Yes. What would you like?
Yes, this is good. Well, it's particularly tricky, this. I've done this a couple of times before. So what you have to do is kind of angle your body under the water. But obviously, don't get your phone wet, whatever you do.
Yeah, I have the phone and one arm kind of positioned out of the water. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so one arm is out and the rest of the body
you're
is
ready.
In.
You are ready to go, my friend.
Maybe we could have like an all-time low medley.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Sure.
Right, start up the shower.
It's going.
Are you in?
Yes.
Okay, right. In your own time, Alex.
Wake me up. There's nothing enough. I'm dying to live. Something's gotta give. Pull me out of this awesome shower.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, next one.
Oh, man. They left them alone. Kids in the dark. We shower forever. Power of God. We come together. State of the art.
And maybe you could give us like a little blast, a shower blast of Runaways.
So let's run away. They will never find another heartbreak. Why don't we just shower away? No, no good.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, do you feel fresh and clean?
I feel nice.
I like how you change the words when you don't know your own words. That's what I do when I sing in the shower.
No, he was changing them to shower.
Oh.
Everything was shower themed.
Oh, I thought you were just forgetting the words. Like, that's what I do when I sing in the shower.
I can't sing our own songs unless I have a teleprompter.
Yeah, I mean, it would be bad forgetting the words to your own songs.
Is that what happens with bands? Do you have an auto cue in front of you with your
Some
own
do.
Words on?
Some do.
No, I don't. And it's the worst. I'm turning the shower off. It's still up. I don't. And it's the worst because I do forget the words all the time. And our fans make fun of me for it.
Yeah, can we encourage you then, if you ever forget your words on stage, to just add in the shower lyrics?
I think I will now. It's a good placeholder.
It's just a good word to throw in if you just don't have any others, if you've just completely forgotten it. Okay, Alex, I'm glad we've made you clean this morning in Hollywood, and we're going to play Runaways now. Thank you very much. You always do weird things on this show, but that's why I like it.
I embrace the weird.
Okay, come and see us soon.
Miss you guys. Thanks
Miss
so much.
Miss you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It is 12:15 in LA at the moment, so quite early morning for Alex. That's why I love him, though. Alex?
You're going straight in my basket.
And thank you. Thank you for doing the karaoke this morning. That was a nice little surprise. That's why I love those boys.
It's weird imagining that he is there completely naked.
Uh-huh. That's All Time Low and Runaways on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. It is now 8:19 on Wednesday morning. Hi, Sammy.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I need a big favour this morning.
Go
I need
on.
You to play me Bumbleo. I need a Bumbleo Wednesday, desperately.
Yeah, quite a few people are on about this. Where are you at the moment?
I'm currently in my car. I'm driving to work. Well, actually, I've pulled over. But I've got a massively, massively long day ahead of me. I need some inspiration that the weekend is on its way.
Okay, and we do that by playing Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings. No one really knows why, but okay.
Yeah, please. All right, please play it.
Okay, I get it. Dewey, hi.
Morning, Scott. Morning,
right.
Chris.
Are you keen? Are you keen for a Bumbleo?
Oh, very keen. Really need it this week. On early shift till morning, and it's just the week's dragging.
Would you like to request anything in the long gap between the tease and the actual Bumbleo?
I would absolutely love. You're going straight in my basket.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's on. All right. Wait there. Shona.
Hey.
Bumbleo, keen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I saw Magic Mike last night, and I'm not okay with it.
You're not okay, hon?
Well, no, I'm really not. I haven't recovered.
Magic Mike XL.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh.
Listen to her. She's like, oh, God. Who did you go with? Group of girls?
No, I went with my my guy friend, Adam.
Guy right. friend. And did he enjoy it too?
Friend. He loved it.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, loved a bit of that.
Bumbleo, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Get on it.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, go on then. Let's do it. Amor de compraventa. Amor del pasado. Halfway through the week, everyone. Yes?
You're going straight in my basket.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Cheer up, everybody loves a happy face. Wear it, share it, it'll brighten up the darkest place.
Brucey.
Bit of Williams and Azarenka there from yesterday in the gap. Particularly noisy match.
God, it was very noisy.
Some of those noises I've never heard before in my life. Like this. Bumbleo, my bacon butties off, says Dee in Sheffield. Annie is bumbleoing in a towel. Good morning.
We're halfway through the week. Let's celebrate with a little shake to Bumbleo.
Where are you?
Kate the stonemason is bumbleoing her chisels off. Judy, the animal science teacher, says, yes, Mills, I need a bumbleo. It's been a tough week so far. Downhill to the weekend. Martin and Ken, Lily and Dominic in Form B, Liverpool, bumbleoing their actual heads off. Let's go. Wimbledon-themed one today. Adam and Moss the dog trucking in Durham. Nick in his white van bumbleoing his knot off in Bolton.
Hannah in Liverpool bumbleoing her clothes into a suitcase. Getting ready for Vegas on Friday. Yes. Nice.
And Fitz, who's listening in Dover, getting ready for school. This feels good today. Where are you?
Feels early. Where are you?
Come on, 8-1-9. I like this early bumbleo. Makes me think the weekend's going to be here quicker. That's from Quincy, cutting grass.
Happy bit.
Clap, everyone. Clap.
Cheer up.
You're going straight in my basket. Bumbleo!
Carl from Preston, bumbleoing with his chin up. Grant in Edinburgh, bumbleo Wednesday. That is going straight in my basket. Yes, it is. Charlotte. Sports day today at school for Charlotte. Jordan the plasterer, bumbleoing his nut off. And Fiona in Edinburgh, who's just had a double espresso. Bumbleoing really fast.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Is everyone okay at the moment?
How do you mean?
Has there been some kind of full moon or something? Because everyone's going a little bit crazy. Are Taylor and Calvin talking about getting married?
Well, where are you hearing this from then?
Just a source. I love a source.
Oh, whenever it's a source, there's never anyone there, surely.
So Taylor wants a big wedding at home, but she could be persuaded to have it in Scotland because Taylor loves Scotland. For the honeymoon, just a camper van with the both of them in Europe, somewhere where nobody will find them. I'm not having that. Their honeymoon, if they get married, will not be in a camper van. Absolutely not. We have a portaloo as well and some camping gas. No, you won't.
They won't, but it would be amazing if they did.
Mm. Also, Ariana Grande is, I don't know what's going on with her.
This is the best.
But there is a video of her in a shop, in a donut shop, and she appears to lick unpurchased donuts on a display rack twice while the employee of the shop is not looking.
You can't do that.
You can't just go into a shop and lick them.
It's naughty and it does change the rules because, I mean, she wouldn't like it if she was sitting next to me right now and I just leaned over and licked her.
Yeah, well, next time she comes in, let's lick her.
Yeah, well,
it clearly, that's not actually, because it's not allowed.
Well, yeah, she's changed the rules here.
She was with three friends, and the footage, which they've got, is clear on camera. She's kissing one of the two men, who also appears to lick one of the donuts. And then she says how much she hates America. That's gone
so
really well for
weird.
Her.
Don't, like, stop being weird.
Don't be weirdo.
I can't even see you.
Yeah, so that's happened. She's licked a donut. Mind you, you've seen me licking food before.
I've seen you do this before, yeah, but it was food that we'd bought. That was the difference.
Oh, yeah, so it was definitely in my possession. I paid good money for those chips.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you that time. No, they were my chips.
Oh.
I got some chips. You were doing one of your strange diets. And what you actually did was lean over at one point and I caught you licking one of the chips.
I didn't want to eat it, see? All of the taste, none of the calories.
Which is terrible. No, it's a really bad thing that was.
You've seen me licking crisps before, right?
I've seen you lick a crisp as well.
But once again, I had paid for that bag of crisps. Don't go into a shop and just lick their donuts. One more thing. Why have we only just been made aware of this? Hello, Zac Efron's brother. Fee, get on it.
Is this one for me? I'm not sure it is.
Have a look at that, if you will. He's only been seen, but like on the internet right now, people are like, oh.
We go straight to images?
Go straight.
Hang on a minute.
Straight
so
to the images.
Your showbiz news this morning is just that Zac Efron's got a brother.
Fit.
Yeah. That's not showbiz news.
It's on.
It's on, isn't it? Because sometimes, like, you know,
this
if you've
isn't
got
news.
Brothers or sisters, so, like, there's always one that's better looking. Not in this case.
Excellent.
That's what I've got for you. The Scott Mills Daily. In 2 days, this show will be live from Wimbledon. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's the men's semis day, and we're going to be live. I mean, I've told we've got access to pretty much everywhere. I mean, imagine you about this time in 2 days, maybe sat in the umpire's chair.
I'm so excited. Men's semis as well. It couldn't be better.
A few people have been on, actually, asking about our ball girl that's been on the show, Emily, who's a ball girl at Wimbledon, asking if she was the girl that Djokovic shouted at yesterday. He lost it. It wasn't Emily, because we've called her this morning, so she's absolutely fine. It was another girl. But I felt quite sorry for her. She was, like, in tears, properly.
Well, when a man needs his towel.
I know.
You know?
Get me a towel.
Towel!
It was a bit like that. I don't know if you've seen the video. What do you wear to Wimbledon?
Right, okay.
We're going to have to dress up. I mean, you're stressing about what to wear to Pointless today. We're filming Pointless a bit later on. Do you want us to go shopping again?
I think...
have a little bit of clothes shopping.
The thing is, I'm happy to go in just whatever I want to wear on the day, but you won't find that acceptable.
I think we need to dress up for Wimbledon a little bit. We need to represent.
So what is it you wear? It's all in white.
I don't know. Does anyone know what you wear to Wimbledon? Is it like a short white short with a crease in the front?
It's like that time I went along to something called a regatta.
yes, I remember this.
Which is like...
You could wear that.
You go and there's a load of rowing, but mainly there's just loads of tents and a few parties and things like that. And to try and fit in, you took me shopping and you put me in some small blue shorts.
Yes, very small.
A blue and white shirt, striped,
and
something called boat shoes.
Yes, you had boat shoes and the shorts. They were a true bum skimmer, weren't they?
No, I think the tennis is a similar kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I might wear a hat.
Should we get a straw hat? What do people wear? Does anyone know? Let us know. 81199. What about like a bacon and egg blazer?
What's that then?
Just a blazer with bacon and eggs on. Is that too jazzy?
Stephen Fry looked the part at Wimbledon. I'm just looking at pictures of people arriving at Wimbledon. Sort of big cream suits. That's what
cream. I think cream is the way forward. I think we definitely need to go shopping later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Bronte.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can you help with this Wimbledon attire, please? Because we're going in 2 days.
Yeah, I've got some advice. My parents go every year, and my dad normally wears sort of like smart trousers and a smart casual shirt, like a patterned paisley shirt.
Sure.
But Mum said the main thing is don't wear white because you'll look silly.
So not white now?
No.
But that's the point, isn't it? People look silly at Wimbledon. like that's what they do. I think when I look at the people at Wimbledon, they look very silly, often very Made in Chelsea-esque.
Yeah.
So you'll be more pictured than everybody else, so you don't want to look too silly.
I doubt that, Bronte.
You say that.
Yeah, you say that.
It's wrong to go looking like, say, Serena Williams, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to dress you up as a female tennis player. Although that white skirt with those legs.
That's what I mean. So we're not going dressed as tennis players. We want to go there to fit in with the crowd there.
Yeah, but okay, Bronte's mum is saying no white, isn't she, Bronte?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Bronte's dad's wearing a patterned shirt.
Yeah, that's fine. Right, okay, should we go... Bronte, thank you, by the way. Love you, bye.
No worries, love you, bye.
Should we go shopping after the show today? Because it's clearly stressing you out.
I think everyone does wear white. The way I see it in my head is white shoes, white chinos, white shirt and a white hat.
Well, look like a 90s boy band. Luke and Exeter says definitely cream chinos with a polo and maybe a jumper over the shoulders, Made in Chelsea style, or a blazer. Think Proudlock.
Yes, you're right.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing. Oh, does anyone want a quick game of animal tennis while we're here?
Because
loads of people are requesting the grunts from the particularly grunty game yesterday between Williams and Azarenka and the fox. I've got a fox playing tennis. Now, bear in mind, you won't be able to tell the difference between the fox, which is a real fox, and the actual players in this game. Here we go. It's a three-way.
Which one's fox? Whoa!
What is going on?
The fox wins. Which one's the fox, though?
Give me all three sounds individually. I think that went Williams, Fox, Azarenka.
No, wrong. Fox was the last one.
Was it?
Yeah. Those are the matches from yesterday. This. The natural noises. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So we're doing Pointless today. It's a Radio 1 DJ, a special edition. And
so we're a team.
We're a team. Now, Chris is taking this, I mean, I know you'll be surprised to hear this, very seriously.
No, I just mean that you've done it before, you've not been successful. You've been with other people, it's not gone so well.
Well, I've been on with Hugh Stevens once, that didn't go well at all, and then it went a bit better with Gemma Kearney.
But not great.
No.
No.
No, I'll admit that.
But here's the thing, your third time now, I genuinely think, for a show like Pointless, we've got this completely sorted.
Why?
Because even though we're friends, we're both, like, very different things.
Right.
So our kind of... We've got a very broad base to which to answer questions from.
Can we recapture some of that rant you were having in the office yesterday?
Well, which bit? Well, I mean,
I think you said something like, "We're cleverer than all of the others."
Oh, yeah. When you look at the other pairs involved, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone's friends here, but there's friends and then there's good friends.
Right.
And I think they've got enough of a struggle on their own just to get on.
Right.
Between them. Right. Whereas us, we've already got that. We both know how we work with each other. We both know that we can communicate.
We're a team.
We'll be able to, if I think something's right, you'll listen to me at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the others, there's egos and there's all sorts involved, you know?
Who's Greg on with?
Right, so Greg's with Yasmin.
From One Extra.
From One Extra.
Yeah, who else?
Clara's with Trevor Nelson.
Okay, yeah.
And Dev's with Sarah Jane Crawford.
Right, okay, and then it's us.
And I just think we're a very different pair.
Cleverer than those people.
Yes,
not
absolutely.
Trevor Nelson. I don't know. I think he's a very intelligent man.
He is, but...
are you saying that all of the other Radio 1 DJs are dumb?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm just saying that I think we are better than them.
Okay. Now, you've got the app there, haven't you?
So I downloaded the app last night
to start
practising. So for example, you can go on a question here. Just give us... right, here's one. Ready?
Yeah.
So you click the button, and then you've got to pick the least popular answer, because that's the game.
That's the game, Pointless, yeah.
Just give us the name of any artist or group, here's one for you, that has represented the United Kingdom at any Eurovision Song Contest since it began in 1956.
Is that the one that came up on the app?
This is the one that's come up on the app. Now, we've got to get lower than 42, which is someone called Sandy Shaw.
Yes.
Right, so is it Bucks Fizz, Gemini, Precious, Javeen, Allison's, Lulu, Bardo. Now, I don't know any of these people, but that's the point. We're a team.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say, was Allison's one of them?
Yeah.
Go for that.
Yeah. Okay. Right, plan.
That's pointless, I'm saying.
So, we need to get lower than a certain score. Here we go. Done it. Pointless!
Boom!
This is what I'm saying.
I told you!
This game is completely wrapped up.
Are we done?
Yeah,
we've won. Woo. And I don't think it's going to be as easy as that. Oh, something.
Sorry. Round two. So here's what I did. A researcher rang me yesterday from the show. You'll like this.
Yes, I got the same call.
Was she very enthusiastic?
Yes.
Amazing.
Right. We're going to meet all these people today. Hi, it's so amazing that you're going to be on Pointless. Amazing.
Do you know what? I've got a Wikipedia, right, which I didn't write. Yes. Someone else has written it. So there's a lot of factually incorrect stuff on there, but also it just reads quite badly.
I know, yes.
Now, she read that back to me.
Yeah.
And every now and then just went, amazing.
My mistake. And I understand you entered into a civil partnership with Mark Chapman, otherwise known as Chappers, in 2004. Amazing. No,
you
that's
spent
just...
24 years at the tap end.
No, wrong.
Amazing.
Oh, no.
So anyway...
Thank you for being so enthusiastic, that nice lady we spoke to yesterday.
Yeah, so
just behave yourself, please.
So she rang yesterday and she was like, "What's your what topics are you good at?" So I thought, right, here's what you do, because I've seen how these quiz shows work. If you say you're good at something, they won't ask you about it.
Oh, no, you're not trying to play mind games with the researchers, are you?
So she said, "What are you good at?" And I went, "I'm really good at chemistry, maths, basically anything that I'm not good at," because then they'll steer clear of it.
Oh, right, so you are kind of doing a double bluff there, right? So you're saying all the things you're terrible at, you're saying you're good at.
Yes.
And you think that's going to work?
I'm really confident in us today. We're going to smash this, Mills.
Okay. I mean, on the tryout there, that went better than expected. So I'm hoping for big things.
Between us, we'll be fine. The Scott Mills Daily. Hang on a sec. You know this pointless game that we're playing?
Yes.
Someone's, Graham's just texting saying, you do know you don't get to confer until after round two.
That is true. I've just remembered that, from the last time. I think that's why we crashed and burned. We're not allowed to discuss anything until after round two. Yeah, there's no conferring as a team for the first couple of rounds.
Well, we need a code then. Oh. What was it? Was it Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you just cough at the right time?
Oh.
I'll just give you a prod when I think the answer's right.
Okay. All right, Judith.
How can we do it? You know, on your phone, like, I see this happen more and more. Like, I was DJing somewhere at the weekend and basically it scrolled along someone's screen a message.
Oh, that's good.
Requesting a song. Maybe I'll do that under the desk.
Good morning, David.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah. What are you saying?
Well, obviously, pointless is not multiple choice. Like, Chris has given you some options to choose from.
Oh, because on the app, it's multiple choice?
Mm. Yeah, but obviously, it's not in real life.
Oh.
Yeah, but the app... Yeah, I think the app, though, we can just use as training. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Sometimes it's multiple choice, but often not. That's right, isn't it, David?
No, it's never multiple choice.
Oh, right. Rubbish. Can we have, like, another go?
Well, quickly? We can have another quick blast.
Just quickly.
Well-known names of edible lettuce and salad leaves.
Oh, no.
Lollo Rosso.
What?
Lamb's lettuce. Cos. Lollo Biondo. Black-seeded Simpson. Deer tongue. Fairy or iceberg? Now, iceberg, everyone's going to know, because you need the most pointless answer,
and
right?
And cos, everyone will know.
So, lamb's lettuce, is that one?
I'm saying Lollo... What was it?
The Lollo Biondo.
Yeah, do that.
Or the Lollo Rosso. Lollo Rosso. Okay?
What? Fiona, help.
No!
No, because she's not going to be able to help. I'll tell you what, cough in the right time. Lamb's lettuce, cos, Lollo Rosso. Right.
Here we go. Is it pointless, though?
Yes, we've done it.
No way.
Yeah, we got less than the amount that they asked. We're going to smash this. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning, Scott. Have you had your haircut?
You're going straight in my basket.
Have I had my haircut? No, I've just styled it a bit today because I was up early again. Normally I don't bother.
So I'm into it. Looks nice.
Thanks for darling. You all right?
Yeah, I'm really good, actually.
What have I got to tell you today? Zac Efron's brother is a thing.
I've noticed this on Twitter. He's not bad looking. He's like the family. Like, they're doing all right in the gene pool, aren't they?
Because normally you get one slightly ugly one, don't you? But not in this case.
But that's happened with the Franco family as well. James Franco's brother's really hot too.
Is it?
Dare I say hotter than James Franco.
Yeah, but you make it sound like someone's just literally just been created today.
In a lab.
He has been around for quite a while.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't... I mean, where has Zach's brother been hiding, please? Because this is the first time I've seen him today.
Maybe he's been kept away by Zach because Zach didn't want him to, you know, take away the shine from his lovely face.
Yeah.
And now he feels comfortable enough in himself to reveal the brother to the world and say, look, he's just as good looking as me.
Also, Ariana Grande has been licking donuts.
She likes sugar.
In a shop before purchasing the donuts in the donut shop. She's there licking them on the rack.
And they're on the display. There's loads of donuts and then there's CCTV of her kind of leaning in and just giving it a little lick.
Thing is, I bet somebody would buy that donut afterwards and put it on eBay.
Yeah, most of our listeners, from what they were saying this morning, they all texted in going, oh, I'd buy that donut.
It's a good earner, that.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, listeners. So that's happened. And then pointless today.
Yes!
Oh.
I'm looking forward to it.
Chris is being really competitive.
Yeah, you say you're looking forward to it. You're looking forward to being beaten by
us. I'm looking forward to winning. It's going to be so good.
You don't honestly believe that you and Trevor have the same depth and knowledge as me and Mills.
I absolutely do.
Incredible.
Let's replay this audio.
Yeah.
When the TV show goes out after we see who's won.
I'm just looking at the pairs, right? So, look, got nothing to worry about with Dev and Sarah Jane Crawford, have we?
That's a bit rude.
Ooh. Agreed there?
I don't know. Dev has got quite a lot of general knowledge, as does SJ.
I think you and Trevor are conceivably a threat.
Yeah.
No, we are an actual threat.
Give her a go on the app.
A very wise man. Oh, really?
All right, go on.
Hang on. Mm. Hang on a second. Let me just get the app.
See how...
So we've been training on this pointless app.
Okay.
Which is blatantly something you haven't done.
Hit me with it.
Ready, guys?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, general knowledge. Name any ports or towns from where ferries leave on scheduled services to France, Belgium and the Netherlands. Okay, you can choose here. Guernsey, Royst, Harwich, Rye, New Haven, Poole, Newcastle, Portsmouth or Lowestoft?
Portsmouth.
Okay.
Am I allowed to pick one or two?
No, you pick one. You've done well there. Okay. So the most pointless answer you can think of is Portsmouth.
I'm going to say yes, it is.
Okay.
But is it pointless?
No.
Oh, whatever.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Oh, that's a shame, Clara.
Whatevs.
We're looking forward to absolutely smashing it out of the park,
if
later.
If you say so.
I'm feeling better now about this.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So tomorrow morning, we will have Ryan Reynolds on the show. Yes. And also, you can find out what happened when I took Chris shopping for Wimbledon, because we need outfits. We are doing the show from Wimbledon on Friday morning. We ain't got nothing to wear.
Well, no, we're not. We're going to be wearing something.
Yes, we are. So I'm saying that directly after this now, we go and get some chinos.
Yeah, can I just say thank you to everyone sending in pictures of what some people have been wearing at Wimbledon, because I think that's really helped.
Okay.
And basically, you just have to look a bit stupid.
Are we going all white?
Yeah, I think from what I can see, white shorts, white trousers,
it's not
white
flattering,
shirt,
not flattering
white hat
for the figure,
and a white tie.
Can't I just wear black?
You can't do that. What? So black trousers, black shoes, yeah, black top, black hat.
Yeah, I would like that a lot. So we're going to go shopping. Nothing stresses Chris out more than clothes shopping. I probably will record some of it on my phone later. And yes, Ryan Reynolds on the show tomorrow. I saw his new film the other day in a cinema all on my own. It's really good. It's called Selfless. He'll be on tomorrow morning. When you wake up, we'll be on from 6:30. And we're going to smash it at Pointless. Yes, we are.
Come on!
Tomorrow, we're back from 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and we're speaking to Ryan Reynolds.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.